One of the oldest and simplest frameworks for addressing problems and opportunities in a business is to achieve answers to the following three questions. Where are we now? Where are we going? And how are we going to get there? The Mosaic model is an extension of these three questions. It's a framework for addressing macro and micro business issues. And Mosaic is an acronym for mapping, objectives, strategy, action, implementation, and controls. So I'll take those one by one. First, mapping. A map is an essential part of any journey. It tells you where you are, where you could go, and the routes by which you can get there. No one would think of venturing up an unknown mountain without a detailed map. A map is just as vital in business. In the same way that a spatial map locates roads, towns, and the physical geography of an area, a business map contains the economic equivalent, the competition, the size of the market, growth trends, an analysis of the customers, their needs, the route to market, pricing structures, and so on. The amount of detail required at this mapping stage depends on the subject in hand. A detailed and accurate map will be needed for a complex and an important project. Mapping the market takes time. It is also a job that's never finished. It is important that the mapping stage doesn't bog down the process through the obsession with finding just one more piece of information. The mapping process usually results in the clarification of thoughts. It is an occasion to locate the problem or the opportunity within a context, and in so doing, it helps show the way forward. We now move to the O for objectives. Objectives are a statement of the way forward. The acronym SMART defines the setting of goals. S, the objects should be specific, significant, and stretching. M, they should be measurable, meaningful, and motivational. A, they should be achievable and agreed with colleagues. R, they should be realistic, reasonable, and relevant. And T, they should be time-based and trackable. Now for S, for strategy. A strategy is the blueprint for meeting the objectives. The strategy describes the plan of action rather than the detailed tactics, as these could change on a day-to-day basis. A good strategy is one that's based on a competitive advantage. It should be grounded on the core competence of the company and play to its strengths. It should also be very clearly targeted and focused on a particular audience. Day-to-day decisions and tactics in the implementation of the plan will be made by a variety of people. It is important, therefore, that the strategy is straightforward and obvious, providing a clear direction of travel. The strategy should have some flexibility. We often hear people talking about plan A and then plan B. And if there isn't a plan B and there is no flexibility in the strategy, the project could fail if it hits a problem. Now, A for action. The strategy has to be turned into an action plan. This is where tactics, people, resources, and timing come into play. The action plan will comprise steps to achieve the objective, and against each step, it will be necessary to show who will be responsible and the date by which that milestone will be completed. However, the best laid plans of mice and men often go awry. This is the case, and it is important, therefore, to foresee what problems will be faced and how they can be overcome. Now, I for implementation. Implementation is the process of putting the plan into effect. It is almost always the most difficult part of the Mosaic model, as it is here that the plan on paper proves to be more difficult than expected. Implementation requires action, and whoever is responsible for that action may find that the effort and time is more than they anticipated. Optimism at the time of preparing the action plan very often means that during implementation, things take longer and cost more than was budgeted. Recognising the difficulties of implementation is crucial. Whoever is responsible for each part of the plan will need constant monitoring and motivation. The plan should allow for small steps which can be readily achieved and which lead to intermediate progress points. It's seldom possible to jump quickly and straight to the objective. Keeping things simple and straightforward during the implementation stage is critical. And finally, C for control. The implementation, as we have discussed, is unlikely to go exactly as planned. The plan will have a critical path which must be tracked so that if a problem is faced, it can be solved. Controls are necessary to spot these problems and to take corrective action. The controls must be determined at the outset and built into the plan. Usually, this means some form of measurement which ascertains whether a milestone has been achieved. So, a couple of things to think about in terms of Mosaic. The Mosaic template can be used to drive action in a wide range of marketing and promotional plans. Mapping a market takes time, and it is a critical part of any plan. Once the market has been mapped, the objectives, strategy, and implementation plans can be devised quickly. The most difficult part of the Mosaic process is implementation. There will inevitably be pushbacks which need to be dealt with using the control mechanism.